And now it's time for the Daily Douchebag Pledge.
Two douchebags and a microphone pledge. I, Joe, or Jane listener, hereby promise to download every show. I, Joe, or Jane listener, hereby promise to grab family members' phones and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane listener, hereby promise to go to public computers and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane listener, hereby promise to laugh at all the unfunny jokes. I, Joe, or Jane listener, hereby promise to lie to all my friends and tell them how good the show is. And finally, I, Joe, or Jane listener, promise to visit Montrose, Missouri to take advantage of the power plant, campgrounds, and junkyard all within its quarter-mile radius.
Here at Two Douchebags and a Microphone, we don't stand behind our journalistic integrity. Go ahead and assume we got the story wrong. At least we admit it. Not like all those other guys, we can and will lie if it makes the story better.
Two douchebags and a microphone.
We talk Kansas.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
You know, nothing is on fire. Fire is on things.
Hi, all. This is Chicago. I am the most dangerous city in North America. You can't touch me.
Oh, yeah? This is Kansas City here. Hold my beer, bitch.
As much fun as an electric can opener to the scrotum, two douchebags and a microphone.
Think about what's just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
Wild asparagus is plentiful and easy to find. It can be stewed with garlic and onion, which is both wild, which can be easily found, in a very tasty post-apocalypse food. You can make this into a delicious stew, and this will hold you over at least for a couple of days until you can find some other food. Two douchebags and a microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
Hey, Rob, how's it going tonight?
Actually, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
I'm having a good week so far, you know?
That's excellent to hear. Yeah, same here. Everything's pretty good. Don't really have anything to bitch about, and if I did, it wouldn't be warranted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I did get kind of a break yesterday.
Why? What happened?
Right before lunch, my big saw went down.
Oh.
I lost all the belts on it and stuff. Well, mm-hmm. I put them back on, and they just kept flipping. And so we ended up having to replace all the belts.
Uh-huh.
Four belts. And the foreman come up, ended up helping me. We went to back off the tensioning bolts on that hold the motor in place to keep the belts tight.
Mm-hmm.
And he snapped one of them, so we had to hand crank them, that one out with vice grips.
Oh, man.
It was just a mess. But my saw was down half the day yesterday.
If anyone is out there, and I'm sure there's a few people.
We did not get it going until like 8:15 this morning.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I had a nice little break.
Oh, that's cool. And this is a big metal-bladed chop saw, right?
Yeah. It's a 20. It holds a 20-inch blade.
Yeah.
Blade, like a grinding blade, but it's a cutting blade.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a real deal.
20-inch.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work, dude. But I'm glad you got it done, and now you can get back to producing parts so people can work.
I had to bust my ass all day today to make up for the half-day loss yesterday. But, hey, I'm good to go. I'm ready. Yeah, we're there.
That's excellent. Good.
I got in there. I did what I had to do. We're there.
That's cool.
We're back on schedule.
Good. I had my phone situation figured out, finally got that to working, and tomorrow going to have a technician come over and figure out the internets that that I've ordered a couple of weeks ago that refuses to work. And I think what it is I think when they disconnected the fiber octave out in front, that they never did restore it. And I think when they when I signed up for it again, I think they just automatically thought that it was restored, but I don't think it was. I think they took it out.
Yeah, they're sending signal, but it's cut off, so you're not getting it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I did everything I could. I rearranged everything, went to another outlet. And like I said the other day, if I knew that this was going to involve a coaxial cable, I would not have ordered it. I hate coaxial cables. I find them to be ridiculous. I just don't think it's necessary in today's technology to have one. But anyhow, you know what? I got a great deal for a year with my phone, all of it bundled up and everything, so I'm going to do it for a year. So,
I am so glad you got that straightened out, because I was thinking I was going to have to come up with bail money, my friend.
it was getting close, Rob. It was getting close.
From the way you were talking,
Your Google Chromebook I've got right here, and I've been adding some stuff on it, and I think that I'm going to add just all the software I can, and then if you want to record bits or come up with your own sound effects or whatever, you can too. And, you know, you come up with an idea or something, and you're just like, know what? Yeah, so anyhow, it's going to be good
I can at least get it recorded, and we can do whatever we want.
Yes, and it's lightweight. It's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's going to work very well for you. And also, above all, when you're doing your podcast, you have that, and your phone's just your phone. You have your screen there for everything else. So you can do like me, you know, all said, hey, what does Zimbabwe, where is Zimbabwe? Okay, hang on, Rob. Oh, okay, it's South Africa. You know, you can do the same thing I do, and it really helps you out a lot on this podcast, especially the way
I can still do that on my phone.
Yeah, but it's not as...
That's how I end up helping you, is I switch over to Google real quick.
Oh, I know, but sometimes it disappears on you. It's not as efficient.
Right.
I think that this will help you more. So, anyhow.
No, my problem is I need to figure out how to get rid of all the damn ads.
I don't have an answer for that, Rob.
Oh, my God. I have a little cell phone, and half my page of the story I'm trying to read is nothing but ads.
The good old algorithms.
Yeah,
I'm getting sick of it selling to me everything that I said the day before. I could say, like right now, vintage sofas. Tomorrow, I will get 10 ads for vintage sofas because it listens to me. And I do it yourself. Say something weird. Zenith, black and white TVs. It'll be up tomorrow. So...
if you come up with a 1972 olive green couch, I want it.
You just said it, so I'm pretty sure I'll get an ad for it tomorrow. So, yeah.
Either that or it'll pop up on mine.
Probably both. So, anyhow, I went to the doctor today. I'm down another 10 pounds. I'm pretty happy with that. I'm starting to get to
where I need to be.
Thank you. Getting to where I need to be. It's always a constant struggle, a constant battle, but I seem to be winning at least right now. So, anyhow, all my blood work was perfect. So, I'm pretty happy. I'm very happy with that. Let me say this. I'm very happy with that. My cholesterol is really low. So, you know what, man? Thank you, God. That's all I got to say on that. So, anyhow, I guess we'll go ahead and get to the first third. That sound good?
Let's do it.
All right. Again, in the dumb shit's thrown away department, Rob. You notice I'm doing this in everyone. So,
yeah.
You can now order on Etsy a Simpsons-inspired family photo. Yep, an animated photo likeness of you and your family, but only yellow and with odd-shaped heads. So if you got the cash to burn, there you go. You want a portrait of...
In some families, that would be cool.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what? I was a little harsh there.
I mean, if your family's big into The Simpsons, which a lot of people are.
You know what? You're
but
right.
They wouldn't have survived as long as they have.
That would have been the perfect gift, really, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they open it up and go, oh, my God, man, we're all Simpsonized. And not a lot of people know about this. Yeah. Oh, that is a great idea. I wonder if they do. I bet you they do. Rob, I'm good. You got a great idea. I might do that for Christmas cards now. So I guess I'm one of the idiots throwing away money now, right?
Well, see, my problem is I've always came up with these ideas. I've just never collected on them.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I got a friend that collects on ideas, what he does, and I can't go into it too much because he's got a lot of litigation going on this last one out in California.
Right.
But he comes up with ideas, and he patents them. And then his lawyer says, hey, these people in Arizona are building your patent. Oh, really? Yeah, they don't know it. They're not making money yet, but as soon as they make enough money, we're going to sue them, and we're going to take everything they got and plus all the rights.
Right, right.
He's made a really good living off of doing that, and I don't expect him to stop anytime soon. So, and he may listen, so if you listen, I'm giving you the thumbs up on that shit. So, anyhow.
You got a double thumbs up here.
Yeah, it's brilliant. He doesn't figure out how to manufacture them or nothing. He just sits back and lets them for about 10 years, and then he's like, that money you're making, it's mine. So, anyhow. But usually
as long as you're legal about it and you have the patent, it's totally legal.
Well, there's nothing they can do about it if you own the patent.
No.
So, anyhow, what he does is he said he usually reaches in the middle. He'll go, all right, well, you have all this money invested in all these manufacturing facilities doing this. You have the distribution platform, all this stuff. You cut me in for half of it, and we're good. If you don't, I'm going to sue you and take everything. You see, isn't that brilliant? Everybody else has the headaches of shipping, the platform, all that stuff, how to manufacture, most cost-effective way. And he comes in later after it's all done and says, that's mine. And then they just cut. He said usually they'll settle for something like he usually gets about 40% or something. And, you know, so anyhow. Let's see. So, where was I? Let's see. The prices differ with portraits and suppliers. You know, the stone. Anyhow, it just depends on, you know, if you have like 10 kids and, you know, mom and dad and Uncle Bernie or something like that, right? Then it'll cost more. And then Etsy has different people that contribute to it. So, you know, it's all depends on what you want and how much it'll cost. So I can't give you a firm cost on that. Rob, you know the Rolling Stones are on tour again?
I read that.
They're 80-ish, 82, 80, 81, something like that, right? You know, I remember back in the 80s, remember the comeback named the Steel Wheel Tour? You remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a huge tour. Okay. Well, I'm thinking this one should probably be named the Steel Wheelchair Tour.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, instead of whatever I forgot, it's some sort of company. Anyhow, yeah, it's like being a paid sponsorship of them. But anyhow, it should be the Steel Wheelchair Tour. All right.
Yes.
I read a bumper sticker.
Keith Richards is going to live forever.
Oh, yeah. So, God, yeah.
Everybody knows that.
I think they proved he survived Hiroshima. He was in the middle, and he's okay. He was over there on tour.
Yeah.
He was doing a solo tour.
Yeah, the bomb landed like 5 foot from him, what I heard.
Yeah, disintegrated his whole solo band, but he just stood there smoking a cigarette, and he was fine. His cigarette was still in his mouth.
Walked right away, keep turned.
Yeah, he just kind of brushed his jeans off a little bit, got some dust, you know, so he was all right. The other day, I read a bumper sticker that said this, Rob. Your driving is so good, it makes my middle finger have an erection. Not bad.
I need to have one of them made.
You can find it online. I looked it up online. They sell them.
Okay, I'll find it.
I thought that was awesome. Rob, you know the new craze is mayo on a hot dog?
Actually, I read that, but you know what? I've been doing that for years anyway myself.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I got to thinking it's basically lunch meat in a round form, right?
Yeah. What I do is I put the mayo along the bun, both sides inside the bun, and then I put some mustard on it, then my hot dog, then some ketchup.
I think that's great. Now, I got one question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you use sweet relish or do you use dill relish? Do you have a preference?
I prefer sweet, but
me
I'll
too.
Take whatever I got.
If
I mean, I'll do dill, too.
I will, too, that's all they have.
It don't matter, as long as I got some type of pickle to put on it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the same here.
I'll throw a kosher dill on top. I don't care.
Oh, Chicago style. Nothing wrong with that. They're good, too. You know, but actually, I'm thinking that I or anyone with a life doesn't really give one ounce of shit about this, right?
Yeah.
You know, go ahead, slather that greasy mayo all you want. So, yeah, it doesn't bother me. I do it too. I mean, I'm going to try it. I've never done it before. Yeah.
Hey, just for the record, for me, it's not mayo, it's Miracle Whip.
Oh, completely different. Completely different. And I can totally see Miracle Whip, where mayo is kind of a, I guess. But, yeah.
No, Miracle Whip has a little tanginess, and that's what I like about it.
Yes.
It's not just,
yeah, that's what I mean. It's, I think Miracle Whip would add a little spice to it, you know, a little zip. So, okay, I see that. All right. Feel free to email us. You like mayo or not, or you think we're fucking crazed assholes or whatever. Well, you already think we're crazed assholes. Do you like mayo or not? Just send an email. So, anyhow, slather that thing up. That's all I got to say. You know, the average person has 83 group chats in a year. 83 of them.
I'm way below average, Jim.
Me too. I hate them. Because they go off all night. Some idiot's up at 3 in the morning with insomnia, scratching their ass, go, I'm gonna tell this joke. All of a sudden, you're lying there, bing! Oh, shit, what's going on, man? Family hurt? Something? Oh, that motherfucker. You know, it just sucks. So, yeah, whenever someone puts me in them, I put myself out of them quickly. Unless it's something very important, like someone's having an operation or something. First thing I do is leave that chat. Is that what you do?
Yeah, well, normally for me, it's like my brother, my mom, and me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I understand. You guys need to communicate.
Yeah. And then I get out of it as quick as I can.
Yeah. I'm the same way. If it's like something really important, like someone's having an operation, a family member or something, we'll all be on that. And then as soon as I get the all clear, boom, I'm gone. You know, none of this, I'm glad that turned out good, or none of this, well, I wonder when the follow-up is. I'm like, okay, bye. So, you know, and they explain it by people trying to organize plans. I say just do this, Rob, the old-fashioned way. Don't say shit until they make an effort to call you. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Them making an effort to call you proves that they give a shit enough to get this from you. So I'm saying don't volunteer it. If they want to know, they'll ask you. And don't bring a bunch of people that have nothing to do with it into it. So that's just my thought.
Oh, yeah. I'm a one-on-one person.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Basically, and like I said, there are special reasons and all that, but outside of that, no. Don't bring me in a group chat just to go, hey, did you hear about the monkey that climbed the, you know, nah, nope, not me. I have a message to all ghosts. If you can pick up and slam shut cabinet doors, you have enough...
You will have us both haunted.
Oh, shit, you're right. I can't tell my pun now.
Go ahead. Okay. I'm already haunted. Go ahead.
If you can pick up vases and you can slam shut cabinet doors, you have enough strength to pick up a broom and a mop. Fair?
Fair.
Look, they're sitting around bored anyhow. That's why they're spooking you, right? It's like,
hey, well, I'm asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. Your ass awake. Your ass better be cleaning.
Yeah, if I wake up and you're just sitting there going boo or throwing the toaster on the ground, we're going to have some fucking issues. Now, if you're in there mopping, you know, we can be friends. Hey, Casper, what's up? And I'm just mopping. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Oh, you can't eat. I was going to offer you, you can't drink. I was going to offer you a beer and I don't know. I had some leftover French toast. Forget it. I forgot you guys don't eat. All right. I'll be in my bed. Thanks.
Yeah. It's either that or get out and get your ass a job and start paying rent.
How about both? All right.
I'd just be happy with some help with the housework. You
know? Me too. You know what? Let's not get greedy. Start with a mop and a broom, and we'll work our way from there.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
I mean, I do know the manager at McDonald's down here. I get you a job. You know.
See? Flipping burgers? Yeah. Yeah, you could be like,
Easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Or you can come be my helper.
Or, hey, imagine this.
Hey, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Steel float through the air.
You and I have him do is I would take a bar and smack people in the balls with it. So all they do is also they're working and they see this bar floating, getting near them. Oh shit, man, that bar's getting near me. He's gonna crack me in the balls. And all they know is it's a floating bar that cracks people in the balls. you're like,
oh, I know at least 2, 3, 4, maybe 6 guys get worse than being in trouble.
I know a lot of people out of love, even, not just the people I hate.
We have practice and stuff like that. They don't.
And you can see, like, someone texts another guy, watch out, the steel bar is in room A. Oh, shit. I'm going to stay away from there. Another guy's like, oh, man, I got it, man. He cracked my balls. Yeah, excellent, man. That would be cool. Anyhow, let's see. Where the fuck was I? Okay.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, shit. Like always, we get so sidetracked. Anyhow, McDonald's is testing a new ice cream. It is called Choco Scoop and Strawberry Scoop. This is an attempt to have a vegan treat for its customers. No, it's vegan.
Uh-oh.
So it depends on how you feel about that. Me, I'm not... I'm not so fond on this non-dairy ice cream stuff. I just don't think it tastes that good. So, anyhow.
I heard chocolate and strawberry.
Yeah, oh, yeah, me too.
That sounds good.
That's why I wrote down this article. It suckered me in. I'm like, man, hey. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh.
But it's vegan? Nope.
Nah, yep. No, I'll just go ahead and get the dairy. Dairy does not bother me, so.
Nope. Me either.
All right. So far, it's getting rave reviews from the people who have tried it. I could have told everyone that it would be great. I mean, look at the chicken nuggets, right? Think they're real? Hell no. So why should their ice cream be real? Same thing. Allegedly, chicken beaks and assholes? Sure. Okay. Plus, no annoying ice cream machine to break down. Right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So you don't have to worry about cruising through there.
Yeah,
and
the sales may go up at that point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Topher reported on this a long time ago, and a guy came up with a system to find out if he kind of hacked into the McDonald's system or something to find out if their ice cream machine was working or not, and he would promptly send a message on this website, and people go on there and go, oh, the McDonald's on 75th and Null, is, its ice cream's broke. What about the one on I-35 and, I don't know, 37th or whatever? Oh, yeah, that one's up. Okay, I'll go there. And anyhow, he got sued and shut down. So, anyhow, yep, let's see, where was I again? Ah, okay.
Hey, that was all you.
Yep.
I didn't say a word.
Okay. You know, the ice cream machine is broken about 80% of the time, so you know what? I just go by numbers, you know? I'll go by and just, like, see if it's working. If it isn't, then I know that I have to wait another 4 or 5 hours, and it might be working again. So, anyhow. But usually I forget, and I don't. So, all right. Favorite hot dog toppings in America, according to Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. 47% is mustard. I could have guessed that. Mustard does seem to be the favorite, doesn't it?
That's not what I would figure would be the top.
Ketchup is 30%.
See, I figured ketchup would have been on top.
I thought so, too. But I think I do see more people use mustard on it, actually. But anyhow, yeah, I mean, either one of them, they're both really good on there, and I like doing both.
But seeing how this comes from Nathan's, I believe him.
Yeah. And chili is 5%. Me, I like all the above. So.
Okay, well, I didn't know that was even in the running.
It was in the running, so... Which is weird because Nathan does not touch chili on their hot dogs if you go to the one in New York.
Chili is number one.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I agree. Nathan's rep was on Anderson Cooper's show to promote their hot dog eating contest. Apparently has never had mustard on his hot dogs before Anderson Cooper. Well, he reportedly loved the wieners. Oh, wait a minute. That didn't sound good. I'm sorry. I meant hot dogs. So, moving right along. Finally, is radio as we know it dead? I tend to think... Now, think about this, Rob. I mean, look at everybody. Everyone's listening to podcasts, music. Really. I was listening to Bubba's show Monday, I think it was, and like one of their big talk stations just completely shut down. Now, it doesn't hurt Bubba because he does all this internet stuff and people send him money. You know, it's kind of like a pay-per-play thing, you know, like a big Jerry Lewis telethon type deal, and it works for him really well. They came up with this platform way ahead of anybody else, and it's working very well. Now, everybody else, I mean, like... People, if you do have a job in radio, are getting like, I don't know, a tenth of money they used to. And they're replacing it all with automation. One person does 40 markets and all this stuff. So do you think that radio's dead? Or do you think it will have a comeback? You know, are people going to get tired of all the technology and go, you know what, I just want to hear 101 The Fox?
No, you know what, radio is going to... From what I personally am seeing, and I think you will agree, and I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that commercial radio?
Yes.
Is going to end up being more like elevator music. You get in the elevator, they do not but play music. There's going to be no talking, no nothing, other than commercials.
I agree.
The human beings are going to be gone.
All the person,
the way I am seeing it.
All the personality went to the internet.
Yeah.
So,
and now you have people coming along that, to be honest, don't have the personality that the older generation had.
No, they're all politically correct. I think you're right. In my opinion, too.
Some of the younger ones, because. Just the way society is.
Well, they've been so shot down and kicked around whenever they do anything out of the box. Yeah. People are afraid to look at the... people are afraid to do anything anymore because people are going to freak out and try to shut you down. And above all, these huge radio entities are scared to death of lawsuits and stuff like that. So, you know, all these personalities had to go to the internet. But here's what I think, though. In larger urban areas, I think radio's dead. I think there's all the technology there, and everybody has a smartphone, and everybody gets signal, okay? But I think, like, let's say Kansas City or St. Louis or Denver, okay? They're not going to have as much listenership per capita as small town USA. I think small town USA radio is still doing fairly well. I think the people are still...
Because
you're down there in Camdenton. A lot of people are close to the radio personalities, right? And they're close to the...
Now, at the same time, like at work...
Yeah?
Everybody plays their music list.
Oh, on Spotify and all that.
Whether it's iHeart, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, you know what?
Instead of listening to the actual radio.
You know what? I think I'm wrong then. I was trying to give radio a little bit of credit, but I think you're right. I think everywhere people
Yeah, I mean, that's down here. Now, yeah. There are people that won't turn on, like, our local 93.5, or you can pick up 96.7 out of Columbia, which is an awesome station.
I like that station a lot, and I also like their morning show a lot. For a smaller market, they're really good. Yeah. They're actually funny. They make me laugh.
Yeah, they are, and they're a couple down... Just, homegrown boys.
Yeah, you can tell they kind of grew up around there, and they kind of got that mid-Missouri sense of humor, you know. They can tell you how to buck hay, but, you know, but also they can entertain you in the morning. I thought they were very good. I forgot their names.
Classic rock station.
And also, I like their playlist. Their playlist is excellent.
Yeah, the playlist is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I like them better than 101 The Fox here in Kansas City. I think their playlist is quite a bit better. So... what do you think? Do you like it better?
Honestly, I think I playlist-wise, yeah, I would have to edge them out.
Yeah, they play a few certain songs, and I'm not going to get into them, but you never hear 101 The Fox even touching anymore.
Right.
It's kind of a little bit more like the old KY, where they played certain songs.
97 plays, they go a little newer.
Yes,
A few years newer.
They play some of that 2000s heavy stuff and all that. What we think is heavy. I mean, you know, so not like death metal or nothing.
But they play the same as 101 The Fox.
Yeah, you know? And I think that kind of shuffle thing really suits them well, because I know in radio you're supposed to get one demographic and hit it hard, and then all your advertisers go, oh, you got 60% of all the males in Kansas City 25 to 34 listening to you in the morning. Okay, we are going to sell Doritos, all this stuff. I don't know about Doritos, but that it's male skewing of that age is going to be on that guy's show. You see, I know you're supposed to do that, but I think in a smaller market, you have that, where you have each radio station having a little bit more of a playlist, because they don't have to follow the guidelines so much. So, anyhow. Even farmers now. At first I thought people in those big combines and stuff, everything is digitized in there, too. You can pick up internet radio. You can even have your own Wi-Fi creator in there that creates your own Wi-Fi out there. Did you know that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll always have internet connection, no matter where you're digging up the crops or spading the ground or whatever, planting seed. Doesn't matter. And why wouldn't a farmer want to hear George Jones and Chet Atkins, you know?
I'll tell you what. My grandparents had a farm there outside Harrisonville.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, back in the late 70s, early 80s, I climbed on Grandpa's tractor. We were big shit because we had an AM radio.
I remember
we
you.
61 Country.
Yeah, 60 number one country. That was a great station. And I didn't even like country, but I loved listening to them. They had so many good personalities. And the Sky Spy, remember Sky Spy? He used to yell at people. Hey, I-35, what the hell's wrong with you guys? Keep them moving.
It was funny. He would yell at the drivers.
The guys broke down, man. Leave him the hell alone. Keep going. You don't need to look at him. Look at the damn road. I mean, he was awesome.
Yeah. Now imagine him these days. He'd have a heart attack in midair.
Yep. And who was the guy, the country-sounding guy that used to come on there and do the jokes? He was national. He did little snippets.
Earl Pitts.
Earl Pitts, yeah. Yeah, Earl Pitts was great. He was funny
Earl
as hell.
Pitts, yeah, my dad loved him.
I liked him,
that
too.
Was my dad. My dad liked him better than Paul Harvey.
I liked Paul Harvey the best, but Earl Pitts was fantastic.
Too. But, Earl Pitts was funny.
And they played Paul Harvey on 60 Number One Country, too. Let's see. Did they have Chicken Man, The Adventures of Chicken Man, or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Adventures of Chicken Man.
I think it was 61.
And we have I don't think it was KY. I'm pretty sure it was 61. It could have been WHB when they were rock. But Chicken Man was on one of them. You think maybe that. You know what? I'll look it up later.
It might have been W. You see, my mom, my dad listened to 61, and my mom listened to 71, WHB.
Okay. Wow. What a time that was.
I grew up with both worlds. And then we moved into the world of FM.
Yep. And then that's where
they lost me after that.
Yeah. That's when Super Q and KY were battling. Remember Super Q?
Shit.
Super Q was 104. KY was 102.
Yeah.
And 104 was more poppy. And KY was more album-oriented rock, if you will, or album rock. And they used to battle.
Rock,
yeah. And Super Q used to have that big, bold advertisement. And they had the big Q. And then KY had the hippo. It was just great times. So, anyhow, we'll just go ahead and go on that. Now, in the just-go-away department, Rob, Hulk Hogan has a new premium lager. I'm so sick of this asshole clogging up space that could be used for someone relevant. I'm tired of him. He needs to go the fuck away and stay the fuck away. I'm sick of the self-righteous bullshit coming from his pie hole. Allegedly. I always thought it was so convenient to jump to the religion card after being a dirty dog and getting caught. I'm not dogging him for being a filthy. We all have things we won't want public. I'm just saying, you do something considered questionable, it gets taped, and then you go after the guy you were co-signing with in the whole embarrassing matter. I think it's bullshit. I think the guy's a fraud. I think he pulled the religion card to make it look like, I used to be like that, but I'm not anymore. This is my opinion. My opinion. All this is allegedly, you know. But I think, I don't like him. I want him to go away. You know, he's doing all this stuff and trying to be, I don't know, somewhat relevant again and try to sell this stuff. No, man, he just needs to go away, in my opinion. In my humble opinion, he was not the victim, and he needs to stop that. I'll never touch his new beer. Now, go away, brother. Your thoughts?
Okay. I see where you're getting going there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if he's supposed to be this great guy, why are you pushing beer?
Another good one.
He's supposed to have his kids being physically fit in there, right? But you're pushing beer.
You know what, Rob? I even overlooked that. I was looking at all the other stuff. Hulk Hogan fentanyl,
you're
coming soon.
Taking your vitamins.
Yeah, he should have been sponsoring children's vitamins. Not beer.
Dude, I've been calling him a fraud for years.
Yeah, I've never really was convinced about him in the first place. You know, I used to listen to Bubba's show on the internet. I never did live in Florida. But when he used to come on the show all the time, it just seemed to me like he was trying to get free shit or promoting himself or his daughter.
He's probably doing it just because of his alimony.
Probably. And also,
he owes his ex a good penny.
Oh, shit, yeah, I think she might have got like 70 or 80%, I don't know. That's just, allegedly, that's what I read, I don't know if it's true. But those are our opinions, and if you love Hulk Hogan, great. That's fine, go buy his beer, whatever.
Just remember, take your vitamins and drink your beer.
That's right, Hulk said to, brother.
Brother.
Rob. I found a new station I really dig. Really, this thing is dynamite. It's a newer station on Sirius XM named Ozzy's Boneyard Deep Cuts. This thing is phenomenal.
Oh,
have you heard it?
No, I was going to write it down, but I don't have Sirius.
Oh, well, you know what? You can get a... Here's what you do. You can get a free 90-day subscription by going online and just, you know, pilfering through their stuff, and it'll say free 90-day subscription. Put in your email and check it out like that. You get 90 days, and then you decide if it's worth $9.99 a month to keep. I think it's worth $9.99 a month because of these radio stations. Just remember to block that god-awful Howard Stern channel, and you'll be fine. Allegedly.
You won't have to remind me.
It's like having a really good set of songs on permanent shuffle. You know, I mean, it's really good. They play stuff.
Right.
that I've never even thought would ever be played on any sort of a radio, even satellite radio, you know, cable radio, whatever you want to call it. Internet radio, you don't even hear it that much. And, you know, it's really refreshing to hear stuff like that as opposed to the same old on all station here, station there, and even on satellite. A lot of that stuff is the same. Oh, you listen to Ozzy's Boneyard, and they pretty much went across between 101 The Fox and 98 a lot of times. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's disappointing. But then I found this new station. I'm like, this is where the good music moved to. And then Ozzy's Boneyard has, like, all these different interviews. They have Ozzy Says or Ozzy Speaks, and they have Billy Morrison with Ozzy. Then they have Jim Florentine, and they have all these other, with all this talk. And all I want to do is listen to music when I turn it to that entity, that whole thing there. So, anyhow. All right, Rob, let's take our first break, even though we're going on 40 minutes here, and we're going to come back with your stuff.
I was just looking at that.
We're ripping and roaring tonight.
I'm just letting you go, man. I'm just letting you go. It sounds like it's a good night. So.
Oh, I've had a lot of piss and vinegar the last couple of days, and it started with my phone and is ending with my internet. Oh, and the rock garden and the rock garden that about broke my back. So anyhow, yeah. It's half done, but I hurt like hell. Oh, and my doctor's appointment in between. So anyhow, but the doctor's appointment went great. Thank you, God.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Hurry up. Kim Jong-un is playing Santa at the mall again this year. Yay.
Two douchebags in a microphone, raw and uncensored. See Behind the Smoke Show. Watch as the douchebags get stung by a swarm of bees. Enjoy one of many coffee houses ordering our heroes out. Watch Mark revisit Clinton, Missouri to claim his innocence for all the mad shitter accusations.
I'm not the mad shitter.
Act now and get both high-quality DVD sets and a free douchebag calendar. Mark off the day with a douchebag looking at you. Supplies are limited, so act now.
Hey, look. I think we found land. Oh my God, I think we're safe. Oh no! It's the island of horrible jokes.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies!
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
May, your 5-year-old neighbor have all their violin lessons during all of your hangovers.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
I've seen salads that dress better than you.
Hey there, fuckstick. You're just in time for brand new feature news nobody gives a shit about.
At any given airport, at any given 60 seconds, you're actually breathing in at least 3 farts.
I can't believe the coffee grinders broke at the big box store. There's no way I can be expected to grind my coffee beans every damn morning.
And I'm Mark.
And I am Rob.
All right, Rob Brad. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I need you to do a couple of bits after this program. Is that cool? I mean, two sentences is all I need you to do. Anyhow, you'll love
it.
You'll love it. All right. We turn to you.
All right, what? Oh, okay. I was waiting for the cue.
Okay, sorry. I think I did all my energy in the first 40 minutes. Now I'm like, go ahead.
Well, good thing I still have all mine saved up to give you a little break.
There we go. Thank
you. Okay, this was a story that came out today, and it's a Lake of the Ozark story.
Okay, cool. We love those.
And that's a good one.
Okay, good.
Okay, it starts out,
Lights, camera, action.
Okay.
The cities of Osage Beach and Lake Ozark have agreed to a deal with a company by the name of Lucky 8 Productions, LLC, to come to roll the cameras for a documentary series about police officers.
At Lake of the Ozarks?
Yes.
Oh, what, that's brilliant.
Does not spend any city dollars, does not commit any city resources, but this will allow Lucky 8 TV to feature the Osage Beach Police Department and its officers in a TV show tentatively set for a major national cable liner TV network. Okay, it doesn't say what network yet.
I think that's a brilliant concept.
Osage Beach attorney Cole Bradbury. Okay, so he's the one that made that was a statement. And then it says, representing Lucky 8 spokesperson Alicia Green says, the focus of the docuseries is to shine positive light on officers who are willing to work with the production company. Lucky 8 got turned on to Lake of the Ozarks in light of recent COVID-based publicity.
Uh-huh.
Plans are to have the cameras rolling for the first time here in Lake area over the July 4th holiday.
I think I know what they're referring to, and you know the situation.
I know exactly what they're referring to, and I don't know if I like this.
Now, yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. At first I liked it, now I don't. They're showing the defiance and all that, all the people at that Land Sharks bar, remember, in the height of COVID?
Yeah.
And it went, I think is the Post, the New York Post even had it there on the front page. All these people just, you know, boxed in. They were outside, but they're all like right next to each other partying in a swimming pool and drinking. And I think that's what spawned this. You think so too?
Well, what it sounds like to me is could be Lake of the Ozarks version of Cops. You know,
it does kind of sound like that.
Yeah, kind of, because they're going to start filming July 4th. Well, July 4th is a crazy weekend.
July 4th, they're going to
get... Of course the Cops are going to be busy. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be an episode of Cops.
They're going to get 3 seasons of material in that one night.
To be honest, I'm surprised we haven't made it on live TV yet.
Yeah.
Springfield's on there. Why not us?
Springfield is on there. Springfield's
Trust
a tough
me, little... Our bars get a lot crazier than Springfield bars.
Yeah. Yeah. Springfield, the problem is I believe it's meth.
Yeah.
They call it the 417, and that's over about the area code. The 417 meth, from what I understand, is the most the best meth you can get. Have you heard of that? They call it the 417.
Not really.
Okay, well...
I don't mess with it.
Okay, well, I know you don't, and I don't either. I just happen to know this because...
Right. Yeah. But no, I had not heard that.
I have a couple of friends that are in law enforcement, and they're the ones that told me. The 417 is like the most treasured meth you can get, and it's that 417 area code. Springfield, that whole area.
Right.
Yeah. And that's one of their biggest issues, from what I understand, is meth abuse. You know, well, all meth is abuse, you know, so anyhow.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. I mean, I don't know. I don't really care for that idea now like I did at first. So.
Well, I don't know. It could be. It kind of sounds like they're going
to be making fun.
It would be Cops. They're giving the police officer's point of view.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be cool then. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to reserve judgment until I watch it.
Personally, I think it will hurt the lake area.
Me too.
Opinion.
Me too.
And I live here.
I think that people will be afraid to come down there after they see all the shenanigans. But these shenanigans happen everywhere. So
yeah, we don't go through nothing any other place ain't going through.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I mentioned Springfield and the 417. You know, every place, so anyhow, is that it, Rob?
Yeah, that was it on that one.
Okay, quick note. Nick, you don't like my squeaky chair? Buy me one.
Huh?
A guy that emailed me.
Must have been an email.
Yeah, you don't like my squeaky chair? I'll PayPal and Venmo. Let me know. John Corabi claims he recorded 80% of guitars on Motley Crue's Generation Swined. Says the band was disappointed with Mick Mars' work. Did you see that one yet?
No, I did not, but Nick, stay on it.
I believe there's a lot of truth to this, because number one, John Corabi's always been very honest from what I could tell. And he has nothing to gain. He has nothing to gain or lose from this. And also, Mick did. Well, I'll just go into the article. Having ghost musicians or guest players on studio recordings that were not properly credited is nothing new within the realm of rock. As such renowned artists as the Beach Boys, Rolling Stones, and Kiss all have asked others outside their band to lend a hand. But it's not common for a member who was just ousted from a band to be asked to return to the studio and stand in for a permanent member. During an interview with the Talk Louder podcast, singer John Corabi, who sang on Motley Crue's 1994 self-titled album, revealed that he soon found himself in the aforementioned sticky situation. After leaving the band, he was asked to help out for what would become Generation Swine, the 1997 album that marked the return of Vince Neil. Interesting enough, it wasn't vocals he was asked to lend a hand on, but rather guitar. Discussing the matter, John recalled, this is transcribed by Ultimate Guitar, and this is Ultimate Guitar Online magazine that I'm reading it from. Even Mick Mars has said, doing the Generation Swine record was the most miserable, worst fucking time of my life, and Nicky and Scott Humphrey literally got under Mick's skin mentally and made him feel like he wasn't a very good guitar player. At that point, I had been told that Vince Neil was coming back, he added. He wrote a bunch of those songs like the year prior. Vince, John Corabi did. He wrote a bunch of those songs prior. Yeah. Vince is coming back, but the management had asked me to help them finish the record. I got a call pretty much daily at like 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and it was Tommy, Nicky, and Scott all asked me to come into the studio early because they had Mick Mars in the studio the night before. And they were disappointed because they couldn't get anything out of him. So I said, yeah, I'll come in and play, but only if it's cool with Mick. They said, yep, he is. We already talked with him. Okay, killer. Corabi then dropped a bombshell about how much of the guitar on Generation Swine he actually provided. When we look back, it's no wonder why Mick Mars' lack of contribution to the record has led to being so outspokenly against that record. Mick Mars hates that record, Corabi added. I went in, and Mick will tell you this as well. Probably 80% of the guitars on Generation Swine is me playing. So I know they weren't very happy with Mick during that Generation Swine. I personally believe that. It coincides with everything that not only Mick said, but John has said, and I think that's probably true. So anyhow, Rob, any thoughts?
Honestly, yeah, I personally could see a change in that album.
Yeah,
and I could see where John Corabi's coming from. I really can.
Well, that album was almost as big of a disaster as the one that John Corabi was singing on. It did nothing, but they blamed it on grunge at the time.
Okay, and look what they've done since.
Pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed now because I thought Mick...
Oh, quit blaming it on John.
Yeah, it wasn't.
The originals broke up.
Hey, that 1994...
It went to hell.
That 1994 album with John Corabi is a fantastic album.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah. After that, it was nothing. So whatever they did on that album, I wish they would do it again, but it's not going to happen because, I mean, now AI's doing their shit. So, you know, they'll never go down as one of the greatest bands like Aerosmith or Guns N' Roses or anything like that, or even Bon Jovi. And the reason is because they never could continue success. Guns N' Roses right. did, Aerosmith did, Judas Priest did, but they have a cap. About 1994 is their cap. And that's it. After that, they really came out with Dick and Squat. So how can you be one of the best bands
Which
ever?
What, now 30 years ago?
Yes. Nothing. Flat nothing. And I don't know who wrote the songs. You know, they're credited to Nikki Sixx mainly. But, I mean, after hearing Mick Mars' solo album, he had nothing on there that I could identify as Motley Crue. So I don't think he had anything to do with the writing either. And reading this, I don't think... I especially don't think it now. So I still go back to who wrote those original two albums, Too Fast for Love and Shout at the Devil. They were masterpieces, and they're nothing they're nothing like what they did later. You know, I mean, Girls, Theater of Pain was completely different. I liked it. Most people did not, except for Smoking in the Boys' Room and the big ballad, Home Sweet Home. If it wasn't for the ballad Home Sweet Home, that would have flopped.
When that one come out, you and I were working together, Jess and Jess. I mean, that was a big album in our song list, was Theater of Pain.
Yeah, but we liked all of the songs on there. Most people just knew did. Home Sweet Home and maybe Smoking in the Boys' Room because of the videos
we
and all that.
We liked the B-sides.
Yeah,
you know?
Yep. So, I mean, really, I mean... I don't know. It kind of appears to me, allegedly, that like someone else wrote this music. I'd like to know who did. So, anyhow. All right, Rob, we turn to you.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back to Abraham Lincoln's assassination.
Oh, very fascinating subject. Yes, it is. Go ahead, Rob.
Especially what I have in mind.
Hi, Grandma Opal. Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Ricky.
Oh, yes. Hi, Grandma Opal. Hi, Ricky. And anybody else listening in Dodge City?
You get what I was going to do. All of Dodge City, Kansas, we love you. Thanks for listening. Anyhow, go ahead. I threw away that email. I'm not... No. All you guys, thank you. That's it.
Thank you, everybody. Not just Dodge City, everybody.
Yeah, all of you guys, thank you.
Blanket, thank you.
Yes. Insert city here. Thank you. Go ahead.
Would you be interested in a list of what Abraham Lincoln had in his pockets when he got killed?
Yes, actually I would. I'm that kind of weird. I would love to know this.
Hey, you're crediting me for different stories. Here we go. When he was assassinated, Abraham Lincoln had a small pocket knife, two pairs of glasses, and a pocket watch fob in his pockets.
Hmm.
He was also carrying a leather wallet with a linen handkerchief with A. Lincoln inscribed in red letters. Remarkably, one of the pairs of spectacles showed evidence of a small repair done by the president himself.
Hmm.
Beyond the ordinary belongings, Lincoln possessed a collection of newspaper clippings containing accommodations about himself. Perhaps the most intriguing item in his possession that night, however, was a $5 Confederate bill that was found in his wallet.
He had Confederate money?
A $5 Confederate bill was found in his wallet. The presence of enemy currency raises questions as to why the president would carry such an item. While the exact answer is unknown, researchers at the Library of Congress propose a theory. Clark Evans, the head of reference services in Rare Book and Special Collections Division, suggests, "We don't know the one with 100% certainty, but just a few days earlier, Richmond had fallen. And Lincoln did actually travel to Lincoln, and this was likely passed on to him as a souvenir."
Okay. Wow. Okay.
It's not with 100% certainty, but
That would make sense.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Just within days, he was there. You know, after that battle, if they won, hey, here's some of their money. Hang on to that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I could see that.
I could see it.
All right, what a good article. Thank you, Rob. Let's go ahead and take our second break, way late, and we're going to come back with more stuff.
I got a feeling it's going to be a late night, my friend.
I think so, too.
Good with me.
Yep, me too.
Your mom is so ugly, her portraits hang themselves.
Bark, 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 bark.
I should have never taught that damn dog how to read.
Oh Lord, that man just sawed a puppy in half.
Hey there, don't worry, I have a clown nose.
Oh no, that drunk guy just hit my child.
It's okay, I have a clown nose.
Clown nose, just put one on and you can do anything. Want to run for office? Murder people in public? Just grab a clown nose and bam, everyone laughs.
Clown noses are sold at gag stores online and pedophile conventions. Grab one today and make magic happen.
Two douchebags, a microphone, in an effort to keep everything fresh, we offer you first world problems.
That's a hell bridge construction. Shit. I cannot believe I have to repair this bridge after 50 years. Man, what am I gonna do now? I can't, like, get 10 minutes earlier just to get to work. This is complete bullshit. I'm gonna write my congressman.
Two douchebags and a microphone. Because we all need dick jokes.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Should I record frog sounds in the summer, then play them when it's 0 degrees on my Ring doorbell for the Amazon guy? Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Something.
Little amped up we are. So.
Yeah. We could keep going, but we don't want to. Disturb too many people.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, so we're dialing it back just a tad, but nothing crazy. So, this one I like.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. There we go. Thank you, Rob. Thanks. We'll see what happens. We're going to try to. All right. McDonald's has decided to remove all its AI voice from drive-thru orders. I agree.
There goes one of my stories, but let's see if you got everything I did.
Okay. Well, if you have something to add to it, because sometimes these stories go to 10 different or 20 or 30. The Sum 2000 Plus AI that greets you and takes your order. The reason is that AI had too many mess-ups and they went viral. One mess up was when a person ordered a McDouble and fries, allegedly, and it added on 200 frozen Cokes. I love that one.
Okay, yeah, my story does not give that.
Okay, you see what I mean? They're all different because I looked through three of them, and this one had the most personality, this story. Maybe they embellished, maybe they didn't, I don't know. So anyhow, the person ended up filming it. Another AI goof, it took a Happy Meal and made it into 10 cheeseburger pizzas. McDonald's doesn't even sell pizza.
I love it.
I do too.
I love it.
It was in there going, what?
I think they need to.
Yeah, I do too. They did serve McPizza for a while, and it was only at one Kansas City location, and it was the one off of Blue Parkway in Overland Park. It was the McDonald's KFC, the McTaco Hut or whatever, with the McDonald's underneath it or whatever, and they had it for a small amount of time, and it was bad. It wasn't bad. The AI screwed up so regularly that they still had to have a person doing the order. And the funniest one is AI told a customer in a drive-thru to hitchhike to an orchard. Isn't that funny? I used an AI before and found it doesn't understand a person well. I had to repeat the order until a live person had to jump in. Good riddance, I say. And I mean, every time the McDonald's that I go to every now and then on the way to work, if I want to get a coffee or something, I'll always start off with the AI. You go, hi, may I help you? Are you going to use an app today or not? And I'm like, no. And then you can tell your order at any time. Okay. And then I tell my order, and then it repeats back something else, or it just hems and haws. And then finally a person comes in and goes, this McDonald's, may I take your order? I'm like, why do you even have that person at the front? You know, that AI person at the front do it, because we knew it wasn't going to work out from the start. So anyhow, go ahead with your stuff.
Well, no, I have a story on that, but mine went a little deeper. It was more official.
No, go ahead.
It was just saying how some customers reported that McDonald's chatbot sometimes got even simple orders wrong. But this is more how they teamed up with IBM to start it. But
okay, my article didn't.
They're going to shut it down temporarily.
Okay,
but don't toss it out yet. It's probably coming back, because honestly, I'm reading other. I just ran into another story to where Chipotle, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut—they're all looking into AI.
Okay, then, all right, I did not, my article was simply saying about what it done wrong and is going to take it away. It sounds to me like your stuff going into IBM and all that was taking that article a little bit further, and maybe that's where this article was birthed from, was that article, you see what I mean?
Yeah, well, mine came off CBS News, so take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Thank you for what it's worth.
Okay, yeah, all right.
They could have been just sugarcoating it. Who knows? Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, so anyhow.
But personally, I see it becoming a thing in the future.
It probably will. They'll go back and reinvent the wheel on it and then figure it out. But, I mean, as of right now, you're wasting the first 2 minutes you're sitting there in the drive-thru. So,
Yeah.
Anyhow, Rob, we turn to you.
All right. A country music singer has broken the record for largest crowd ever ticketed in a U.S. concert.
I think I know who it is, but go ahead. I haven't read the article, but I bet you I know who it is in my head. Go ahead.
I bet you do. Country music legend George Strait.
Yep, bingo. That's who I thought it was. Go ahead.
Wait till you hear the amount in attendance.
Okay.
Has broken the record for the highest ticketed crowd ever at a U.S. concert. Billboard reports straight through a record audience of 110,905 ticket-buying fans to his concert Saturday at Kyle Field at Texas A&M in College Station.
Wow.
110,000, almost 111,000 people.
Wow.
Wow.
Boy,
that's bigger than Garth Brooks, isn't it?
It is bigger than Garth Brooks.
His big concert shows, well, he showed on TV.
Okay, the three or four concerts he had at the then Sprint Center, now T-Mobile Center, they were, 18,000 each, so three or four of them still does not even get close to 130,000. So, yeah.
Well, I was thinking about the ones he had on TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ones he,
well, evidently George anyway, Strait, yeah, has beat that by quite a bit, I think. Go ahead, what now?
Okay, well, it goes on to say, what's going on, everybody? The 72-year-old singer said. We got some Aggies out there. Oh, yeah, I'm ashamed to say this, but this is my first time to ever be at Kyle Field. Damn. Just invite me back. I'll come.
Cool. George Strait is one of those artists that everybody can like. Agreed?
Yes, yes.
He's very likable on every level.
One last little thing.
Yeah?
According to Billboard, it broke the venue's attendance record for a single event and crushed the previous all-time record for the largest crowd at a ticketed concert in the United States. The Grateful Dead briefly held the record with 107,019 fans at a 1977 concert at Raceway Park in New Jersey.
Half of the Grateful Dead is rolling over in their grave right now, and the other half is going, what? What'd you say? Wow.
Dude, them numbers are out of the world.
Mm-hmm. And he's so likable.
A lot of people.
He's likable musically. He's likable as a person. Fantastic, man. Well, go ahead.
I've seen him back in, like, what was it, 90, 91? I think it was probably 90. Over in Bonner Springs at the amphitheater.
Uh-huh.
At the Ace in the Hole tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. I remember that. How good was that?
I enjoyed it.
Good.
I enjoyed it. I mean, that was one of those concerts, pretty much everybody was sitting in their chair, you know.
Yeah.
Just kick back. There wasn't bites or, you know.
To me, I call it toe-tapping music. You can't help but tap your toe. You're like, man, that is good stuff. You know. Well, thank you, Rob. Is that it, or is there more?
Yeah. I seen them numbers, like, oh, yeah, I got to talk about that. 110,905 people.
I'm glad you did. That's a great story to report on. Thank you, Rob. I've always liked George Strait, and I don't even like country music, so. I've got a really interesting story that caught my eye here, Rob. George Washington never did cut down the cherry tree, despite the famous story to the contrary. But he did pack away...
I've heard that.
I think we've all heard that, but this is going somewhere. But he did pack away quite a few bottles of the fruit at his Mount Vernon home. Dozens of bottles of cherries and berries, and possibly preserved in storage pits, uncovered from the cellar of his mansion on the banks of the Potomac River. They were discovered during an archaeological dig. I got it. I've got to hurry up and get that. I've got to get that damn cap in. Okay.
You got it close up. Keep going.
Archaeological dig. Connected to a restoration project. Jason Burroughs, Mount Vernon's principal archaeologist, said that the discovery of so much perfectly preserved food from more than 250 years ago is essentially unprecedented. So you could go there, open these up, and eat them, is what they're saying. I wouldn't, but...
That don't prove he cut them down.
No. No, it was in his cellar that he... Yeah. Finding what is essentially fresh fruit 250 years later is pretty spectacular, Burroughs said in an interview. All the stars sort of had to align in the right manner for that to happen. Whole pieces of fruit, recognizable as cherries, were found in some of the bottles. Other bottles held what appeared to be gooseberries and currants. Through testing is underway to confirm that. Mount Vernon is partnering with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is conducting DNA testing on the fruit. They're examining more than 50 cherry pits recovered from the bottles to see if any of them can be planted and grown. So that's pretty cool. Archaeological. I have this damn flipper tooth in, and it doesn't allow me to speak right sometimes. Some certain words it gives me shit on. So anyhow, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to move into 10 movie icons who don't have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay. You have to pay for that.
Interesting. I would think a lot of these would.
Well, you have to pay for it, Rob. Do you know that? You have to pay for your star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, but all these people would have the money.
Well, I think it's the point of it, from what I read. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, the first one, I don't care about. Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, I'm not a real big fan of hers either. But,
if
you want to be honest, yeah, she deserves to be there.
Yeah, I mean, she... Years active in the industry, 1973 to present.
Yeah.
You know, she's been in films like The Color Purple. I could see where she could deserve a little bit.
If any, she deserves it.
All her years as talk show host.
Mm-hmm. Everything she's been behind and done, yes.
And it says here she's earned the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah, why not?
Archaeological.
Yeah.
Archaeological.
Yeah.
All right. I took my flipper tooth out. Go ahead.
Next. Don't worry, I'm getting off Oprah Winfrey.
Sorry, I'm just being a dick. Go ahead.
And this one kind of shocks me, too. Jim Carrey.
He deserves it, for real. I'm surprised he isn't on there.
1977 to present.
Jim Carrey's been behind such masterpieces. I mean, I know he's weird now
and
kind of a questionable whatever, but he deserves it.
He's been in some of the best movies. The Grinch, The Mask, Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
He's recently done Sonic the Hedgehog.
The Cable Guy, I found really, really dark but great. Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber is one of those movies I can't start watching. Because then I'll be there watching the whole thing, even though
you
I have...
You won't stop.
Yes,
yeah.
Brilliant comedy. He deserves to be there.
But Carrie was inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame in 2004.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
No, he just ain't been in Hollywood.
Okay,
next. A bigger name.
Okay.
Al Pacino.
He's not on there. That's surprising.
Al Pacino is not on the Walk of Fame.
Wow, he should be for real.
He has been, but never picked a date, and thus was never selected.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Scarface, The Godfather. Wait. Yeah, we'll stop there.
Yeah, no, he deserves it.
Yeah. He definitely deserves it, my book.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, next, Emma Stone.
Okay.
To me, you got to be into her type of films, but she's been in a lot of, you know, she's been in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in a lot of movies. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I'll give her a vote.
Yeah.
For the hell of it.
Yeah, I think she deserves to be there, yes.
Yeah. Next, Leonardo DiCaprio is not there.
Oh, without a doubt, he should be there.
Yes, he should be. Like I said, a lot of these are very big names. Oh, shit, don't do that.
What happened?
That's right, it just backed up on me. I gotta go back down to where I was.
Okay.
Judy Dench. Years active in the industry, 1957 to 2022.
I don't.
Dench has a plethora of fantastic movies, including Shakespeare in Love and Casino Royale. Honestly, okay. I don't know who this woman is. But since it said 2022, I doubt she's retired. She's probably passed.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't been a huge fan of hers and don't really know that much about her, so I don't have that.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of her. Not anybody I think I know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say on the surface, no, she probably doesn't deserve it. Because... everyone that deserves it, you know of, I think. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but from 1957 to 2022, somebody's going to know her.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, next. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, man, what an atrocity. He's not there already.
No. According to this, he is not.
Okay. All right. Wow. I find that hard to believe, but I can believe it.
Eastwood is missing from the Walk of Fame because he doesn't want to be on it.
Oh, okay.
Being nominated multiple times.
Okay.
Okay, Matt.
All right, well, I mean, you know what? He didn't want a part of it, so okay. I respect that.
I don't know why he wouldn't.
I don't know. Maybe it's too Hollywood for him. He's never been really Hollywood,
That could be. Yeah, he's always been kind of standoffish.
Yeah, I just think that Hollywood just doesn't really suit him. You know, he's kind of an old-fashioned guy, from what I can tell. So.
Okay, next, Julia Roberts. She's made over $818 million.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. Yeah, she does. She's done a lot of different movies.
Yeah, she's had a lot of good movies. She really has.
Really recognizable. Everybody knows her when you say her name.
Yeah, I liked her in Terms of Endearment,
Yeah, she was really good in so many different things.
And that was when she was first getting her start.
Yeah, it was.
In Terms of Endearment. Anyway. Okay, next. Denzel Washington.
Yeah, Denzel Washington should be in it. Yes. Without a doubt.
I'm looking. Oh, damn you. I'm looking for the reason why. my damn phone cooperated.
As popular as he was, you wouldn't think he'd be overlooked, but I don't know.
No, it's not giving a reason why.
Okay, well, whatever. He deserves to be in.
Oh, Washington was selected to receive the honor, but never set a date and missed his chance.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess
well,
he didn't...
nominate his ass again so he can get on there.
I don't think he cares enough to. I mean, that's what
well,
it sounds like to me.
That could be. Yeah, something like that, you would answer that. RSVP.
Yeah. Yep.
And lastly, Robert De Niro.
Okay.
He's evidently got to be another one of those that just don't care.
I think there's a lot of people that don't really give a shit, and that's just the way it is. You know?
Hell yeah, it's not as big a thing as it used to be.
Nah, I mean, you can't go there and ask anybody, really, off the street, hey, name four people that are on the Hollywood Walk of, you know, Walk of Fame. Right? They wouldn't know. They just wouldn't know. So, okay.
Well, just don't name any of these 10 people and you might have a chance.
That's right. All right, well, we are well over our mark, so do you want to go ahead and shut this thing down, put a bow on it, and fucking put it out in the atmosphere? Well, actually, I got to edit it first. All righty.
Hell, we'll be back tomorrow night, so why not?
Yeah, hell yeah. All bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, right? Okay, anyhow, everybody
we'll
have a good night.
About that.
Have a good night, assholes. Thanks for listening.
Good night, assholes.
Oh, no. Looks like the show's over, kids. Mark has explosive diarrhea and can't afford a wireless mic. Fear not, assholes. They'll be back invading your ear holes soon.